And there you are again. There you are again in a reflection of the mind training of the Course in Miracles, in which you are about to have a proceeding of an alteration of the idea of the reflection of light that you had been using within the frame of the sequence of time to identify yourself as a Homo sapiens. To identify yourself as a factor of light, yet you've been able to hear somewhere since the beginning of time a medley within your own mind of a consciousness identity of yourself that will be a memory of you, look with me, of your home. It's going to be a memory of you before you came into this sequence of time. Will you trust me just for a moment with this? It's impossible that in the mind training of what we term the Course in Miracles through the Saviorship of Jesus Christ, in his physical reappearance of body formulation, after your demonstration of the necessity for crucifixion of the body idea of yourself, that you are not aware of the totality of the idea of an experience of a story process, of a script that we're telling each other about a memory that's contained deep within us. But for that moment, we seem to have forgotten. Listen with me. Listen to this. You can hear this now. We can hear it together because the light has been allowed to penetrate what continues to be our fear of alternative sufficiently so that we begin to discover outside of ourselves others in their individual particular identity of themselves are recognizing that the power of decision in the judgmental idea of what they want to see within the consciousness that you identify as a human being are contained a deep memory of coming into this association, being here and leaving. Listen about the power of light in the idea of the strength that's a part of you. Listen. Beyond the body, beyond the sun and stars, past everything you see, and yet somehow familiar, is an arc of golden light that stretches as you look into a great and shining circle. All the circle fills with light before your eyes, and the edges of the circle disappear, and what is in it is no longer contained at all. And the light expands and covers everything, extending to infinity, forever shining, and with no break or limit anywhere. Look, within it, everything is joined in perfect continuity, nor is it possible to imagine that anything could be outside, for there is nowhere that this light is not. This is the vision of the Son of God, whom you know very well. Here is the sight of him who knows his Father. Here is the memory of what you are, the memory of what you are, a part of this, with all of it within, and joined to all as surely as all is joined to you. Except the vision now that can show you this, and not the reflected light of your body identity, because you know the ancient song, and you know it well, and nothing will ever be as dear to you as is this ancient hymn the Son of God sings to his Father still. And now the blind can see, for that same song they sing in honor of their Creator gives praise to them as well. The blindness that they make will not withstand the memory of this song. And they will look upon the vision of the Son of God, remembering who he is that they sing of. What is a miracle but this remembering? What is a miracle but this remembering? And who is there in whom this memory lies not? Look with me. The light in one awakens it in all, and when you see it in your brother, you are remembering for everyone who ever existed within your relationship of space-time. I'm back with you now. I like the association of the idea of the power of your mind to make individual decisions concerning the application of the reflection. What did I have here? The idea that we suddenly have a complex quantum world, okay, in which everything that I appear to see is a reflection of a decision that I have made in regard to a script or a storyline that I want to tell myself about my appearance here with you. Look, within the sequence of, let's use the term, shall we? Since obviously you are already out in the universe in the awakening of your process, that we have been in the idea of a dream. Do you want to look at this with me for a minute? Would you like to look at the idea that what I am offering you in the new medley or song that you're writing about yourself will be a sequence of a dream of the power of your mind to decide the outcome that you want, that appears at that moment to represent your appearance here as a body form? Here's the simplicity of this teaching, and it's time for you to accept. You have decided within your own mind, within what we term this 40,000 year cycle of time, that the consciousness of you and the mindfulness of you, in what we call the replication of the organization of body form, in the duplication of the necessity that space-time are possible within your idea, that everything that you have done has been a repetition of what you wanted to see within the factoring of your own mind, by which you continue to identify yourself as a structure of body formulation in the duplicity of the idea that the power of the application of your mind, which comes from a single source, is not one that you have already made. It's very simply this. But you maintain in what we term the mind training of the reorganization of your body, temporarily identified as a species, that is, looked at within the evolutionary process that I have progressed within this framework of time, look with me, cannot not exclude the possibility of before you came into this frame of time in the memory of yourself and after you left. It requires a fundamental admission of what you've already made within your ratio of yourself, that you as a conceptual identity accept on a moment-by-moment basis and then deny within the dream sequence in order to continue to conflict with your ideas about who you think you are. But the truth of the matter is this, you are very much aware within the ideas of your thought process that you don't really know who you are. You don't know how you came into this frame, and you don't know how you got here, but look how readily you set up a dream idea about it. By setting up a dream idea about it, you can live within a factor that excludes the possibility that not contained within your conceptual self is another idea about yourself that is not connected to the reflection of light by which you have maintained your own identity. Now, when you don't maintain within yourself a continuing increase in the frequency of the light that you want to see, it becomes dimmer and dimmer and finally turns into nothingness. Say to me, I'm dead.
I'm dead.
Oh, you're dead. Good. You keep repeating within your own factor of light an identity of someone out there that you love who remains a body form within his identity so that you can suffer all of the love that you feel for him within your own mind in the idea that the space-time that you occupy is actually real. You gonna listen with me? Ostensibly, you completed the first 50 lessons of this Course in Miracles, where you learned with me that none of this is going to be real no matter what you do. Once you decide you want none of this to be real without and no matter what you do, it will continue to reflect back to you alternatives that you have decided you want to be true within your idea of yourself. So that the idea of the power of decision that you make, that previously emotionally represented you, come on, as being weak and painful and sorry and all the things that have been going on in your dream sequence are actually over. But you need a new dream. Here's the new dream in the appearance of Jesus. He's here in a new factoring of light, reminding you that nothing within this organization of the factor of light in which you find yourself in space-time is true, and that going on continually is another world that you can see in the remembrance that you brought this world with you and that the power of decision remains with you in our completion of lesson 91 and 92 in the recognition of the happiness you're beginning to feel very simply because there's a way that we can journey together out into the universe and that you've been captive of the idea of the containment of your body form and have continued to undergo within relationships of what we term space-time, the idea of using up the power of the dark energy of your light, without the realization of the full faculty of power that's available to you, because power and light are identical. Listen. Strength comes from truth and shines with light its source has given it. Weakness reflects the darkness of its maker. It is sick, and it looks on sickness, which is like itself. Truth is a savior and can only will for happiness and peace for everyone. It gives its strength to everyone who asks in limitless supply. This all from Jesus. It sees that lack in anyone would be a lack in everyone. And so it gives its light that all may see and benefit as one. Its strength is shared that it may bring to all the miracles in which they will unite in purpose and in forgiveness and in love. Look with me. Weakness, which looks in darkness, cannot see a purpose in forgiveness and in love, can it? It sees all others different from itself and nothing in the world that it would share. It judges and it condemns, but it does not love. In darkness, it remains to hide itself and dreams that it is strong and conquering, a victor over limitations that but grow in darkness to enormous size. Look with me. It fears and it attacks and it hates itself. And darkness covers everything that it sees, leaving its dreams as fearful as itself. Are you listening? No miracles are here, but only the hate of the revenge of the idea of yourself. It separates itself from what it sees, while light and strength perceive themselves as one, don't they? The light of strength is not the light that you see, because it does not change and flicker and go out. It does not shift from night to day and back to darkness till the morning comes again. You listen with me. The light of strength is constant, as sure as love, forever glad to give itself away, because it cannot give but to itself. It cannot give but to itself. And no one can ask in vain to share its sight. And none who enters its abode can leave without a miracle before his eyes and strength and light abiding in his heart. I'm glad you're with me. Shall I tell you why I'm happy that you're with me? I'm very much aware that the consciousness of the application, we use the term ego, because our identities of recognition of ourself are what we are. That is, ideas about myself as a body form in the consciousness memory that I hold about myself are giving me ideas about myself that are then verified in the consciousness of the reflection of other individuals that seem to be contained within my mind, that utilize the power of their decision mechanism to see what they want to see within their own light reflection. I'm called a teacher of the mastership of the conversion of my individual conceptual recognition of myself in what I want to see. The entire testimony of Jesus of Nazareth in the recognition of the power of his own mind to decide the outcome that he wants through the suffering and the pain and the loneliness and the death that have been a part of his whole body identity have allowed him, along with you now, in the reflection he has returned and is offering you, to see a brand new identity of yourself within the formulation of what you wanted to see about yourself. Will you be reasonable with me about it? I couldn't possibly be offering you anything that's not a part of the decision mechanism that you are utilizing in order to express the defense of yourself within the association of your mind formulation. Is this true? In other words, the power that you're using in order to suffer pain and loneliness and death cannot not be somewhere the power of the universe. What you're saying to me, if this is true, that the Course in Miracles that I am offering you is very reasonable within your own mind if you let it be. Listen with me, after we sang that song to you about the reasonableness of the Course in chapter 21, listen to two paragraphs about the idea of the decisional nature of yourself, since the outcome that you're getting is going on continuously in judgmental ideas about yourself, despite your determination to hold on to old ideas about yourself and suffer the consequences thereby, using them as a future reference in which you refuse to utilize the power of energy of light that's right here and now for you, that's right here and now within this idea. Right there. Listen a little bit to how reasonable we can be if we simply sit together and carry on dialogue about what we want to see within our relationship. Very simply because the power that we're using to identify ourselves as uncertain about who we are within the frame cannot not contain somewhere within us the certainty of who we are out in the universe together. And that you have come back with me to sit with me within this frame of light where we can recognize each other. Recognize each other. Listen with me. Here you are, you're responsible for this. We have repeated how little is asked of you to learn this Course in Miracles. It's the same small willingness you need to have your whole relationship transformed to joy and happiness. The little gift you offer to the Holy Spirit for which He gives you everything, the very little on which salvation rests, the tiny change of mind by which the crucifixion is changed to the resurrection of your body. And being true, it is so simple that it cannot fail to be completely understood. You can reject it, but not ambiguously. That is, you're very certain that what I am telling you is true because it becomes an alternative in the idea of where you have located yourself. And if you choose against it now, it will not be because it's obscure, but rather that this little cost seems in your judgment to be too much for you to pay. This is the only thing that you need do for vision, for happiness, for release from pain, you might as well hear it, and the complete escape from all of the sin and death and loneliness, all to be given you. Say only this, but you have to mean it without reservations. Here we go. I am responsible for what I see. I choose the feelings I experience, and I decide upon the goals I would achieve, and everything that seems to happen to me, I'm asking for within my own mind, and I'm receiving as I have asked. Deceive yourself no longer that you are helpless in the face of what is done to you. Acknowledge but that you have been mistaken, and all effects of your mistakes will immediately disappear. You listen, it is impossible the Son of God be merely driven by events outside of Him. It is impossible that happenings that come to Him were not His choice. His power of decision is the determiner of every situation in which He seems to find Himself by chance or by accident, because no accident nor chance is possible within the universe as God created it, outside of which is nothing. Suffer, and you decided sin was your goal. be happy, and you gave the power of decision to him who must decide for God and for yourself. There's a reflection of light in the consciousness of your identity of yourself, in the reformulation of new visionary ideas about reflection of light that have now become a part, I trust, I want you to trust me with this, of your mind, in your decision that the power of the outcome that you want to see is contained within my mind. Will you say that to me? Within my mind?
Within my mind.
So that all of the decisions of the universe in regard to the mechanisms that you employ in order to get reflections, we use the term dim lights, and the idea of correspondence of holograms of light that keep leading us back to a predetermination of ourself in the factoring of the light that we want to see in this regard can afford us at this time through our individual decision to receive a better reflection of light by accepting the power of my decision to decide the outcome that I want. I have no intention within the concept of yourself, in your idea of yourself, to make any application whatsoever to the decisions that you are making concerning the light reflection of your body formulation. I have to be in presumption somewhere that having left this continuum of time, you are returning with me to offer continuing solutions to ideas about yourself that have already been verified in your determination to accept responsibility for the power of your mind as the same and identical power of the term we use is God. In my certainty that you are whole and you are perfect as you were created in time, and that the joy and happiness that we're expressing as we leave you momentarily in the illusionary nature of yourself, you'll suddenly meet a brand new correspondence of yourself. At that moment, he may be just a memory that a moment before was not in your sequence, but that now you can see because God is going with us wherever we go. And we can say together, God, bless us, each and every one, and especially the memory I'm having of you right now within the idea of these lessons, within these lessons of this course.
Springtime, summer, winter, or fall. No, never could I leave you at all. If ever I would leave you, wouldn't be in summer. Seeing you in summer, I never would go. Your hair streaked with sunlight, your lips red as flame, your face with a luster that puts gold to shame. But if I'd ever leave you, it couldn't be in autumn. How I'd leave in autumn, I never will know. I've seen how you sparkle when fall nips the air. I know you in autumn, and I must be there. And could I leave you running merrily through the snow, or on a wintry evening when you catch the fire's glow? If ever I would leave you, how could it be in springtime, knowing how in spring I'm bewitched by you so? Oh no, not in springtime, summer, winter, or fall. No, never could I leave.
Did you enjoy that song? That was written especially for you within this frame. What it contains is the idea of the power of your mind to decide the outcome that you want concerning your ideas of space-time, okay? Thank you for the privilege of being allowed to teach you the example I want to give you right now. If all of the power of the universe is only going to be light, the manner in which you react to the idea of the physicality of yourself, and one of the great ideas, okay, was the symmetric idea of between matter, say to me, antimatter. See, for some reason or other, you presume that because I have idea of matter within my own mind into correspondence to the light factor in which you see yourself, I am not perfectly aware that the power that you employ to be precisely and exactly the opposite of what you actually are within your own frame are decisions that you can make about yourself within this correspondence of yourself if you choose to do so. What I want to show you now, if you'll let me do, is the idea that the action of your mind in deciding that you want to see yourself as that body form, okay, there is no one within the cycle of the space-time in which you find yourself can prevent you from making that application within your own mind. But you listen with me. The idea that you want to love, that you want to be whole, that you want to share the joy and happiness of the consciousness of yourself within your own mind are actually a whole part already of what you are within your own mind. You practice with me. There isn't any universe out there. You have an appearance of a reflection of light where you fail to recognize the moment, and this is antimatter versus matter, that each time you return back into a cycle of a sequence of time within the possibility that you could be located in space-time, you go into a repetition of an idea that has no meaning whatsoever. Listen with me. The world that you're looking at was over and gone a very long time ago. you're repeating over and over again in your own mind what appears to be a different reflection of the memory that you have about yourself as a body formulation. I'm a teacher of an enlightened figure of body-mind that you share with me. That is, it's as simple as the idea. We're going to use Jesus here as a reference of yourself, and we'll use him whether you like it or not. The only reflection of light you could possibly be getting in the organization of the consciousness of the idea of Homo sapien within that 40,000 year cycle would be a memory that you have within you before you came into this sequence and after you left it. But look with me. If you are determined, come on now, in finding so-called joy and love in the idea of the loss and the pain and the loneliness that we feel, in which we're going to come together and love each other for a little while and practice the idea of forgiveness in the retention of the idea that we are not totally responsible for what we're seeing within the factor, we will get the result of our mind. What is forgiveness? What is healing? What is the joy of your consciousness idea of yourself? The recognition of yourself. Practice with me in the illumination of your mind, because I learned this from many of you. I think you think the idea that there are not practices within the whole universe of separate places in time where I utilize the power of your mind to decide the outcome that I want are not pleasant with me. That's absolutely untrue. It is not true. But remember this, my concern with you in regard to dark light is only the conversion of it, very simply because the idea of dark light is a contingency of a correspondent of possibility within space-time, this is gravity now, that has not already been performed in the idea of the mind training that you intend to utilize in that conversion. That's light, and that's bright, and that's the idea of the happiness that you felt, and there's some pain. Let it go. It's over and gone anyway. Why should I hold on to it? My holding on to it is a projection into the future in which I'm going to live out this little cycle of time, remain a body formulation of hydrogen and oxygen and carbon, and not use the power of my mind to set terms for me in what I want to see beyond space-time, but rather let space-time set terms for my body formulation that have no true source of reality of what I am in the single consciousness of all the universe. This is the mind training of what the Course in Miracles is in the entirety of the power of the brightness of your recognition of yourself that I am sharing with you by the grace of the love that you just felt without the necessity to maintain a separate projected identity of yourself. But a simple admission, there has to be another place where I can meet you. I don't want to take it away from you too suddenly because you're afraid if you lose it all, you'll be dead. Obviously, the structure of your mind is to retain your body identity and have another death experience and another, and another within that frame. And you keep repeating over and over again within your own mind, a moment in time that lasted just for that moment, where it was completely dark. And completely dark is impossible, because the universe is light, and the power of the light is in this lesson that we are about to perform together. this with me, that new brightness. Here's all about you. You think you're the home of evil, of darkness and of sin. You think if anyone could see the truth about you, he would be repelled, recoiling from you as if from a poisonous snake. You think if what is true about you were revealed to you, you'd be struck with terror so intense that you'd rush to death by your own hands. Living on after seeing this becomes impossible. This is you in the reflection of the nightmare of the dream sequence that you're in. Look, these are beliefs so firmly fixed that it's difficult to help you see that they are based on, you listening, absolutely nothing. That you've made mistakes are very obvious. Of course you made mistakes. That you have sought salvation in strange ways. That you've been deceived and deceiving and afraid of foolish fantasies and savage dreams and have bowed down to idols made of dust. All this is true by what you now believe about yourself. Look with me. Today, we're going to question this, not from the point of view of what you think, but from a very different reference point from which such idle thoughts become meaningless. These thoughts are not according to God's will. You look with me. These weird beliefs he does not share with you. This is enough to prove that they are wrong, but you do not perceive that this is true for you. And the reason, perhaps, that you do not perceive that it is true for you is simply because the reflection of light that you're getting in correspondence with what you want to see requires, as we're about to read you, an adjustment in the reflection of light by which you are maintaining. In our Course in Miracles and in the New Testament, Jesus calls this sin. He calls it the idea that the reflection of light that comes from God can be dimmed by your idea of being, he uses the term in archery, sin or off the mark, that somehow in the reflection of light that I'm receiving from you, okay, what comes back to me, this is the speed of light now, this is 186,000 miles a second, is still going to be different than what I put out there in my relationship with myself. See how easy forgiveness will be from you if you will use this in the correspondence of forgiving the enemy that you have identified as sinful in relationship with your own idea of reflected light. All right? Will you say that? I'm curious. Say to me, I'm off the mark.
I'm off the mark.
Oh, yeah. This is the whole teaching of the Saviorship of Jesus Christ. The requirement of the adjustment for the identity of body formulation in a demonstration of the capacity to resurrect are the terms by which I am offering you the entirety of the solution. You have become so accustomed to living within an organization of a reflection or reflection of light that each time you come back into that identity, there seems to be another manner in which you search for the reflection of light that continues to point to you the idea that you can occupy such a thing. Say to me, speed of light. Yeah, oh yeah, there's no such thing as activity of acceleration or deceleration of light. It's not true. It appears within your frame that even if you were able, for example, to go 186,000 miles a second, it's going to take you 7 years to get out to associations perhaps with Andromeda or other galactic ideas we have about ourselves within that light form. All I really want you to look at with me is the possibility. Let's use the term antimatter. I can use the term of any reflection you want to see within your power, even of observation, within yourself on that last night when we all stood together out under the stars. And in that moment had found a correspondence for the sequence of time in which we were occupied. This occurred here now within this last arrangement of the idea of the power of you to decide that the new appearance of a light factor has allowed you to reflect back to yourself as you enter into this continuum, the correction of the idea that you were separate. Are you happy to hear that? Are you happy to hear there isn't any such thing as that? Are you happy to hear that you've been dreaming within a sequence of the idea of yourself and that I am a characterization of you appearing within your own dream sequence that somewhere within your mind you can remember perfectly well if the entirety of your association with yourself in consciousness is only going to be, let's use that 40,000 year cycle, and or whatever memory patterns you want to use in the idea that you're that body formulation, because you're not. The light power by which you identify yourself in the space-time in which you find yourself is not real. It's a momentary adjustment that is required in the recognition that you're going to be able to, in quantum, journey with me out into the universe, because these are already ideas contained within your mind. Whereas they mature in the idea of the power of light, you will begin to laugh at the idea that this is life. This is not what life is. There's no need that you stay trapped in the sequence of time by which you have identified yourself in this lesson. Listen. Will you listen with me? Listen with me. Because the instruction I'm giving you are instructions that were given to me this morning in the reappearance of the idea of extragalactic association, in which I'm happy to share the conversion of myself without any necessity, and I'm including all of universal structure now, to remain within this structure in my need to help you convert your structure of mine, you to help me convert my location in space-time, so we can share together our certainty that this dream sequence was over a long time ago, and that there's no need that we repeat again what is over and gone. Listen with me about this light. Why wouldn't you be overjoyed to be assured that all the evil that you think you did was never done? That all your sins are nothing? And that you are as pure and holy as you were created? And that light and joy and peace abide in you? And that your image of yourself cannot withstand the will of God? Look with me. You think that this is death, but it's not. It's life. You think you are destroyed, but you're not. You're saved. Look with me. The self you made is not the Son of God. Therefore, this self does not exist at all. And anything it seems to do and think means absolutely nothing. You listen with me. It is neither good nor bad. It is unreal. And nothing more than that. It does not battle with the Son of God. It does not hurt him nor attack his peace. It has not changed creation nor reduced eternal sinlessness to sin and love to hate. What power can this self you make possess when it would contradict the idea of the will of God? Your sinlessness is guaranteed by God. Over. And over and over, this must be repeated until it is accepted as true. Your sinlessness is guaranteed by God. Nothing can touch it or change what God created as eternal. Look, the self you make, the evil and full of sin, is totally meaningless. Your sinlessness is guaranteed by God, and light and joy and peace abide in you, and here's why. Salvation requires the acceptance of but one thought, and here you are. You are as God created you. Whatever evil you may think you did, you are still as God created you. Whatever mistakes you make, the truth about you is unchanged, because life is eternal and unalterable. Here you go. You are what God created, or what you make. One self is true. The other is not there. The other is not there. Try to experience the unity of your one self. Try to appreciate its holiness and the love from which it was created. Try not to interfere with the self which God created as you by hiding its majesty behind the tiny idols of evil and sinfulness you have made to replace it. Let it come into its own. Here you are. This is you. And light and joy and peace abide in you, because this is so. And light and joy and peace abide in you, because you have decided within your own consciousness of the idea of yourself, in correspondent with what you want to see, that the time of your awakening from the location that you had heretofore established within the dream sequence of your mind is about to come upon you. Very simply, because the entirety of the idea of consciousness cannot exclude our certainty of self-identity based on the recognition of a single life factor of eternity that expresses our love for each other. And this in the final lesson that I wanted to offer you at the end of this sequence of time. And that God, the power of light, is a decision that we're going to make together. Now, if you've been able to put up with the ideas of the power of decision in the idea of the mind training, all that you've really been offered is a continuing factor of something other than the protective nature by which you have identified yourself in your determination to remain in space-time. What about the universe? What about our journey out into the stars? What about all the great stories you've told me about wanting to journey deep within the reaches of space-time, out into the universe, and yet the power of decision you refuse to exercise by the simple determination that all of the power being used by God is also yours to use? Listen to how this mind training presents this idea to you. Here it is. You're as God created you. Here's the one idea that brings complete salvation. It's the one statement which makes all the forms of temptation powerless. The one thought which renders the ego and the self-identity silent and entirely undone. You are as God created you. The sounds of this world are still. The sights of this world disappear. And all the thoughts that this world ever held are wiped away forever by this one single idea. Here is salvation accomplished. Here is sanity restored to you at last. True life is strength, and strength is sinlessness. If you remain as God created you, you must be strong, and light must be in you. He who ensured your sinlessness must be the guarantee of strength and light as well. You listen with me. You are as God created you. Darkness cannot obscure the glory of God's Son. You stand in light, strong in the sinlessness in which you were created, and in which you will remain throughout all of eternity, I am as God created me, because His Son is as whole and perfect in all of space-time as He is in the entirety of the recognition of Himself. I'm out of time. There's a lot of excitement going on because you're utilizing the Course in Miracles. Are you doing it? Remember this? Utilizing the power of a new idea you have about yourself that increases in frequency in what you want to see in regard to yourself. I'm excited that after you did today's lesson about being whole, you might want to look at tomorrow's lesson, which are a sort of a culmination of the idea that the self that you think you are is actually the only self there's going to be in all the universe. You might as well be joyous and happy. You are the cause of this within your own mind identity. And there isn't anything out there that can change who you really are. But the idea that the change is necessary within you is an idea within your own mind, very simply because the organization of your consciousness within your body formulation of what you think you are have nothing whatsoever to do with who you really are in the power of decision you are making in regard to this. And that the love that we're feeling for each other in this lesson 91, 92, and 93 and 94 are the excitement that I'm feeling that you at last have decided to make application of the possibility of alternative that are contained within our minds, not within the reflection of light by which we were forced to recognize the idea that we were trapped in space-time, but the recognition of the conversion of light. So that I can see my love for you in the mission that you have accepted with Jesus in returning from outside of time to suddenly appear in all the brightness of yourself in tomorrow's lesson, that the requirement for the salvation of this world depended on your individual saviorship of yourself and that identity. Suddenly it's over. The dream sequence is gone. And you're gone with me. We're now being encouraged momentarily to return in this new reflection where we begin to recognize each other immediately. We know each other very well. We are memory of coming here, being here, and leaving. And we're gone for that eternity. So we may say together in the reflection of light that you are not offering me in the practice of the mind training of the conversion of ourself. God, you, my Savior, bless us, each one of us, in the certainty that my dependency on you has resulted in your dependency on God, in which we recognize the entirety of what we are, together in this dream of love, in this dream. In this dream of love.